this week's Tire Away has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Shaul Ben Rebensian. Yudches Tammuz, Sunday the 21st of July, Rabbi Yoel Rabin, Shiva Tammuz.
Based Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah, the end of the Ramadan speaks out. Asheshach Adosh Shluchim Yitzim. The Shluchim go out to be Madia when the Chodesh is going to be on six Chodeshim. They go out on Nisan for Pesach. They go out on Rosh Hashanah for Tishri, on Elul for Rosh Hashanah, and they go out as well on Av Mipnei Atainis. They go out on Av to be Madia when the Chodesh will be for the Atainis. So the Gemara asks, but Leif Kunami at Tammuz v'Teves. Let him go out as well because Tammuz v'Teves. Tammuz v'Teves is also a Tainus. So just as they go for Av, for Tisha B'Av, they should also go out for Shivasa v'Tammuz and for Asara v'Teves. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chana b'Avizna, he says like this. May dechsev is a pasuk in Zechariah. Koyama Hashem Tzvokis, Tzema Revi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shevi, Tzema Asiri, Yeh Lebeis Yehuda, Lesosin, Velesimcha. He's Dorish the Pasuk. This Pasuk here refers to the various Tanesim, each Tainus on its own mouth. And the Pasuk says, Yeh Lesosin, Velesimcha. Koyl Hu Tzoyim, Vekoyl Hu Sosin, Velesimcha. It's Meduik, that at the same time as it's called Sosin, Velesimcha, it's also called a Tzoyim. That's how the Ritz Valdens Pshat. It's called at the same time it's Tzoyim as it's called Sosin v'Simcha. They both coexist. What does that mean? Bizman says the Gemara like this. There are three Zmanim which apply to the Takona for the Tzoyim. Bizman sheyeh Sholeim, Yula Sosin v'Simcha. The Zman of Sholeim is called, then, Yunoyeg on this day, Sosin v'Simcha. What does that mean? First of all, what does Sholeim mean? Shteit in Rashi. Sheyeh Sholeim. When the goyim don't have an upper hand, they're on top of Israel. That's called sholim. In the Pashtas HaGemara Behemshech is mavur more than that. The man of sholim is his man when there's a Beis HaMikdash. As I say, Pashtas HaGemara, Rashi here is a bit tzorich in. Rashi's mashan a little bit. Al Kaponim, so in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdosh, which would mean obviously in the Zman of the Beis Sheni, then it's Sosin v'Simcha. Sosin v'Simcha means Le'osa v'Hesped v'Tainis. Not only there's no Tzoyim, but it's a Hefech. It's also v'Hesped v'Tainis. It's a certain level. It's a Yom for Simcha. Ein Sholem, this is the second Oifen. Ein Sholem, when there's no Sholem, then you're back to Tzoyim. Now, Papa explains this a little bit. Amar Papa Avi Kama. Bizman sheyei sholem yudu sosin v'simcha. Yesh gzeiras hamalchus. If there's gzeiras hamalchus, then it's soim. If there's gzeira, it's a shas hashmad. Then it's noik tzoim. Ein gzeiras hamalchus ve'ein sholem. When you have a situation in between, you don't have the mile of sholem, but you don't have, on the other hand, the greiser of gzeiras malchus. You're in between. The Rishonim call this. You don't have. The Rishonim say that it's chadal reisa. You don't have the maila, but you don't have the chisori. Ein sholem ve'ein gzeira. What's the din? Then Omer of Papa, the din is like this: rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim. It's voluntary. They've got a choice: rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim. So the three zmanim, which are negea to the tainus. Again, the zman of sholem, you have as man of simcha, din simcha, isa hesped v'tainis, as man she'ein sholem, which means full blast situation of nebuch, xeris, and xeris, there's no base, I mean, there's classes xeris, then tzoyim is noeg, and in between, where you don't have xeris, but you don't have sholem either, then you have this choice, rotu misan, rotu eg misan. It's very interesting. Now, dim kan divya ritva. Ritva says that, Emes, how does the drosha work over here? The drosha works at the same time it's called soim as it's called simcha. That's this possible. It's called soim and it's called sosim simcha. Says the Ritva, what's inspiring the Gemara is a very interesting thing. There was a takona. The soim that din of soim is a takona snevim. This takona snevim, what happened? B'shas the chub. It was generated at the time of the chub and the Bais Rishon. Most of the Tomis came around that time. And the question over here really is, what happened after the Bayit Sheni was built? The Poshet, the Svaru Sheni would be, once the Bayit Sheni is built. So the Gzeira is bottled. The Gzeira, the Tainus was Tukam on the Chubun. Ois Chubun, the Chubun's gone. So the Gzeira should be bottled altogether. Says the Ritva, the Gemara is melamed us, as the Gzeira never became bottled. And he says a Chiddush. The Gzeira was never bottled in Gansan entirely. It didn't become bottled. Why? So the Ritva says, even though Lamaisa was man by Sheni, there was a bias, the bias was rebuilt, but seeing as it was known in the first place that it was short-lived, the bias was going to be destroyed. Therefore, this bias Sheni didn't, so to speak, did not remove the entire cause of the Gzeira. There was a Gzeira, there's the Kono of Tzayim, because of the Chorban. That Chorban wasn't replaced Bo'ifim Kavua Aladin Levinis bias Sheni. Because of that, the takana was, so to speak, tampered, but it didn't become bottom. There was a change in the get of the takana. To say that the takana should become bottom, the gamri does kemenish. We can't say that because the maisa, we don't have a total bittul on the sivus hatakana. Bittul sivus hatakana will be a full rebuilding, an absolute forever they can rebuild it, but it's not the case. Lachain, the takana went down a level, and now we have this situation as it depends on the zvanim. That means to say that the Ritva is bringing out an important Nekudah. We have a Lashon Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Eid Misanim. What does that mean? Does that mean to say, as the initial Takona, the Takona's Nevim has gone Legamri, and this is what we call a new Chiyuv, which is generated entirely by your voluntary Kabbalah? Or, no, the Ritva's Mevur not that way. But Etzem, the Takona Rishonah has remained to a certain level. It has remained with a clause that is totally Berut Sekhincha. That's the gedder of Rotu Misan, Rotu Eid Misan. Rotu Misan, Rotu Eid Misan does not generate an entirely new chiyuv. But Be'etzemek brings you back, so to speak, within the Gedvarim of the initial Takon. That's what the Ritva is saying. The Takon was weakened. The Takon gave you a let-out clause, we'll say. Gave you a let-out clause. But the Maisa, it's not Botel Agam. But Lechay, with a Rotu, you go back into the Takon. Kach l'chayra, that's the first thing which you see in this Gemara. Now the second point is like this. What is this gedda of Rotu Misani and Rotu Eid Misani? So I'm suggesting, as Rotu Misani and Rotu Eid Misani does not mean it's a totally new thing homemade. But it goes back to the Takona. And I want to know, how do you go back into the Takona? How do you go back into the Takona? How does one, what brings you back into the Takona. What's the key, so to speak, of the Rotsu? How do you make the Rotsu? So first of all, there's a Machlekes Rishonim. Who is the Rotsu dependent on? Rav Rishonim, the Rosh over here, the Ramban, the Mashma, Rotsu depends on Rav Klal Yisrael. Rav Klal Yisrael, there's want, then it goes back into the Takona. The Rambam has a Derech Mechudosh, he lives his tongue in the Yochid. The Rambam will leave for the moment, the Rambam has all types of problems in the Sugya. Rotsu depends on the Tzibah. The Rishonim have another question over here, a very, very important question. La'acha, as the din is Rotu Misan and Rotu Eid Misan. And Klal Yisrael decided then, there and then, they're going to be Misan. So there were noyeg tainis. What happens after that? Do they have a right to change their mind? Does it still remain Rotu? In other words, can they stop it? If they decide now, if Klal Yisrael decide now they don't want to do it, Rav Klal Yisrael, will the tainis stop? Will it stop or will it cease to be noyeg? Read the halacha. It's lechayra. In this point, is machlekes Rishonim. The Ramban over here, the Ran, they speak out. The Ran and the Rashba primarily. They're very clear about this. The Ramban, I think, is meduic that way. They speak out as per etzem. It's still a question of choice. That means even after the Rotsu Misanim, but if they decide not to be Misanim, then from then on, the tainus will stop. Where's the right? The right is here is as follows. The Gemara is coming to be Miyashev Akash on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, why did they only go out on six and six Chadoshim? If they go out for the Tainis, so should they go out for Talmud as well? So where is the teretz of the Gemara on this question? Where is the teretz? The Gemara brings an Arichas Devarim, whereby the Gemara explains what happened to the Tainus of Shavuos of the Talmud, how it started and how it developed. But La'acha Ma'isim, Kol Ma'isim is Mavur over here. We're also Misanim, we're also Misanim, and we know that Klal Yisrael did decide to be Misanim. And the Rishonim point out that from the Sugis Mavur, that at the time of the Gemara, Klal Yisrael had already made this decision. Where's the Raya? Because the Gemara asked, what happened to Talmud and Tavis? Is Kinnir already been a conscious decision to be Misanim Talmud and Tavis? Is Mukach that Klal Yisrael already made the decision? So once Klal Yisrael made the decision, Rot to Misanim, so we're back to square one. So that is once we're to Misanim, so now we're all Mukhiyev. So where's the answer to the Gemara's question? Now you have to go out. Now the Shulam have to go out. We're back to square one. Say the Rishonim Mikan Mukach, this Chiddush. That even after Klal Yisrael made the decision, the Rotsu Klal Yisrael, or Bezim represent Klal Yisrael, even after they made that decision, but it's still voluntary. What does it mean voluntary? Bezim are able to stop it. If one person comes, one person is not able to stop it. That's the Lashon which you quoted beforehand. One person comes and says, I don't want to be Misana, he's a pirate's getter. La kol kemine, so to speak, to detach himself from Klal Yisrael. He can't detach himself from Klal Yisrael. He hasn't got the right. It's a Klal Yisrael dekeinion, and it's not tolling him, so he's called a pirate's getter. But the Maisa, the din is, facts are facts, as if Klal Yisrael were to stop it, he could stop it. Sing as they're able to stop it. I would say that makes this whole chiyuv a weaker chiyuv. Even today, this chiyuv is not a chiyuv mukhlet. It's not absolute. It's still up for choice. That gufa, say the Rishonim, that it's still up for choice. Is a reason why the shluchim were makpid to go out for it. This is a less of a chiyuv than the chiyuv of Tayyip, than the chiyuv of Tisha B'Av, which is absolute. But lachem, they didn't go out for this. On the other hand, the Ritva, Ritva argues. The Ritva says, no, once Klal Yisrael were mekabel on themselves, the door of opportunity is closed. Rotsu Misanas, once they were mekabel on themselves, that they're going to take on the tainus, they can't change it anymore. He says, what do you mean? Once they were mekabel on themselves to fear the tainus, so they're totally back into the takana. There was a window of opportunity which was closed. That was the din of Rotsu. You have a right to make a choice. But once you decided you're going this way, then the takana comes back to the chiyuv hagomo. It's no longer tolling you with the aitachon. It's not tolling you anymore. Once you make kavanah.
Even bisman sholem?
That's a different halacha.
Then sholem it would
very
change.
Important, yeah. That's what the different way. You have to understand that there's three different zmanim, yeah. And each zman is a different getter. In the middle zman, yeah. He's right, of course, we've been discussing over here, that zman of zman shorotsu, ein sholem, ve'ein zeira, there, there's a rule of rotsu, it's tolling rotsu, and we're discussing what is the gedorim of this man of rotsu. He's being ma'ira that. What we're discussing today has nothing to do with the other zman, the other modes which the tainus has, which is the zman of sholim, then it's the zman of simcha. For sure, that's not dependent on anything else. Anyway, so, the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva is mechadish this, that once they are rotsu, you have an absolute chiyuv, and it's not totally in them to break it. Aibazoi, the Ritva is a kasha. Because if so, he's got back shver, the Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer? Why does Shulchan don't come out? Nowadays, because they were Rotsu, so we're back into the Ikechiv. Once you're back into the Ikechiv, the Shulchan shouldn't go out for it. Where's the weakness in this Chiv? So the Tal says a very interesting thing, Noch HaChidosh. He says that Avad is true. The Etzem nowadays, Besen Shulchan should go out. But the time of the Mishnah is discussing before Klal Yisrael made this decision. That means as follows. Klal Yisrael got into that mode of Ein Sholem, the Ein Zera. In that mode, there was no Zera. So that time, they went into the mode of Rotsu. Now it's dependent on their choice. What was the din? Well, Bezin choose, Klal Yisrael chooses, and the Chanan, they all become a Chiyuv. But till Bezin choose, what are you going to do? Stay till it's gone. At that stage, it was called the grey area. During that time, it was a free-for-all. There was Vil. He wants to fast, he can fast. And if somebody doesn't want to fast, doesn't have to fast. It was a free-fall at that stage. A very interesting thing. This is a new prat, I call it. A new idea within this tkufa of rotsu. Tolerance depends on your rotsen. Till there is a lehedidik rotsen, you can do what you want. But it seems as somebody who fasts has a dinner of atayimus. Has a dinner of atayimus. And somebody who doesn't fast is allowed not to fast. It's not chas v'shalom v'alavera. He's allowed not to fast. So it's free for says the ritual, the Mishnah is talking about that time. That's his chiddush. That time, that window's mum, where it was up in there, and you could do what you want, there is no purpose of shulchan to come. Is the matter from the ritual a very interesting thing. Before the ritual, I thought, the din of Rotsu, this note, this man of Rotsu says, there's a takana, and at the time of Rotsu, so the choice is yours. I thought, perhaps, the yisoid of Rotsu means as follows. What does it mean, the choice is yours? And be'etzeb, the takana is over here. There is a takana for tzeb, novels. Now they're holding in this zone. So the din is, if you want to, you can get rid of it. If you want to, you got a get out clause, as they say over here. You got a get out clause. That's the din of during this takufa. But were that to be the case, till you press that button of the get out, mechuyev to pass. And the get out clause is tolin rotsu, which is tolin klal yisrael. So till that stage, you mechuyev to fast. That would mean to me, not like the mitzvah. The Tvaz Mavua, not that way. The Tvaz Mavua, that the Takana went even, the Takana was, so to speak, went schwacher, went weaker, even to a greater level. That at the time of Ein Zon, Ein Shalom, Ein Gzera, what is the matter now? The din, from the beginning, is that it's Tolerant Tzeidcha. It's Tolerant Tzeidcha. In other words, the fast as well needs your Rotzen, needs your Kabbalah. And cause one is being no Kabbalah, there is no Yitzchak.
So why did the Shlichim go out in Av?
Oh, Av is different. Av is different.
Why?
Another shame.
That's the same Chamishu. The Gemara speaks about that's
the same Chamishu. Yeah. The Kasha is very clear. So the Gemara asked the Kasha came out, and the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different because Tisha B'Av is a Yom Shul Huchbolay Tzoris, and because Huchbolay Tzoris, so by Tisha B'Av, we don't have the choice. And but here, Maisi, you're going into a whole sugya. What is the get out of Tisha B'Av? Is the pshat that by Tisha B'Av there is no Tanai of Rotsu? We lost the third Zman. All by Tisha B'Av, there is a Zman of Rotsu, but Chazal were kaveh on that even though the Ikrish Dava, you've got a Zman of Rotsu, you've got a Rotsu situation, but we put in our own takana here. You can't say no. Is it a separate takana or there was no takana for the Zman from Rotsu? That's a shaila in Achreidim and Eichan Zman Harich Rezem. Very interesting idea which comes up from the Ritzvah. So we have over here. Let me just summarize it. So we have over here a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim. What is the din in the Zman of Rotsu, where it's Tony Rotsen. First of all, what happens if you decide that you want to do the timers? Klal Yisrael decide, if you rave your shame, Tony Klal Yisrael decide you want to be Mekabel the timers. From here on, can they break it? Machlek is clear, Machlek is Rishenim. And we have another Nekuda which is, comes out from the Ritual. The Ritual holds, on the one hand, I call the Ritual, it's very Machme. He holds once Chazal, once they took on the timers, they can't break it anymore. But on the other hand, he's Mechadish, a Kula, that till you took it on, it was totally up for grabs, and anyone could do what he wanted. That's what I see in the Ritva, and it's very interesting to know, could be there's a relationship between these two Chidushim in the Ritva, the Chumra and the Kula. But we don't have so much time. I want to just be Medir the Olam, another two very interesting halachas, which are Negei over here, which for me were Chidushim, I didn't know it, so till I learned the Sugya. Like everything, until you don't know. So, it's like this. We know that Tainus, Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur, besides for fasting, there's certain chumras. There's Chamish Reinuim, Ne'ilas Asando, Tashma Shanita, Rechitza, Sicha. All these things are also. And there's another chumra, which is it starts from the night and the day. The Rishonim over here say, as Be'etzem, that is the rule of every Tainus. Every Tainus Sibyl has this chumra. It's meant to start from the night, and it's meant to have all the Chamish Inuim. That means every Tainus Be'etzem comes packaged with a rule of Inui. Lots of Lashon Rim. Comes with Inui. That Tainus and Inui go together. That's Yisoid Din Mishul Tainus. The Ramban proves this from a few places. He says we find in the Tainus, in Sefer's Tainus, where they made a Tzoyim for Tzivus Kshomim. So the first Tzoyim was more easy. Did not include the night, but the second Tzoyim, the Emtzoyim and the Achronim, they had all this Chumrah. Says the Ramban, it's not the Stabber that the Tainus of the Konos and Levim should be less Chumrah than the Konos of the Tainus should be made for Tzivus Kshomim. The Ramban says another riot. The Ramban's version is, Mekol the Tokun, Ke'en the Raisa Tokun. Chazal made that Akona for the Tainus, it's Ke'en the Raisa. Which Raisa do we have? Be'im Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Tainus has in it, within the Din of Inui. So every Tainus, every Drabonon should be Ke'en Derais, it has a Din Inui. The Meila, Bikaron, says the Ramban, as all the Tainus civil should carry all these chumas. So the Ramban, Abba. So that was the Din. When the Tainus civil, when they made the Takona, Shiva Asa Batamus, Asa Batavus, they all carried this chumas. Mitchilosa Vasefer. So, Ramaisa, we're not knowing. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Says the Ramban like this. Because there's a din, now there's a rule of Rotsu. Now the Taimus is totally in the Rotsu. What was the Rotsu? The Rotsu was, Chazal, the Bezin then, decided to take on the Taimus, not in its full, not to its full extent. In his man of Rotsu, they came and recovered it, Nishle Gamri. Loshen Grit boys, just like Chazal could have decided to be Mavato the Taimus from top to bottom, so Chazal over here decided to take away part of the times. Part of the times. All that element of Chavishay Nuyim. And starting by the night, they took it away. They were Mekabo that Chelek. They were Kilim Mevatel that Chelek of the times. They took on part and they left the other part. Unbelievable. So that was what was generated at the day of the Rotsu. Ich will getraft. Funny question. Could Chazal as well have said, you know what? We're going to stay 3 hours. Rotsu. And with the Rotsu, they go down to 3 hours. Could they do that as well? Could there be Mekabal, I call it a concept of 3 hours? Echmein, the Svara is, it's not Mistaba. And I was, what am I trying to say? Chazal, what they did was they cut off the Chamisha Inuyim, plus the night. But to say they would, could they just as well have cut that part of the day as well? Lo Mistaba. What's the Chilik? The Tainus is possible. Because we found a Tainus. There is such a concept as a Tainus, which is only by day, not by night. That's the Tainus that is from the first round. The first round of the Tainus, you only do by day, not by night. And it doesn't carry the other Inuyim. So that Berea of Tainus exists. Elamai. And other Tainesim have a Chumra. It's a Tainus with a Chumra that they serve as Chumra. Okay, how comes Rotsu? Rotsu allows you to tamper, but doesn't allow you to make up a Berea Yesh Ma'ayim, which doesn't exist. So you can take a Tainus and wipe out the Chumra, but you can't take out the Tainus and wipe out half the Tainus, because you've got nothing left. And you get rid of it, don't get rid of it. Ain't Tainus Lechatzoin, we'll call it. Remember, that's the idea over here, that they came with a Rotsu, they cut out the rest, because by cutting out the rest did not create a new concept of Tainus, but rather it brought you back to, I call it, the more Kuladika version of the Tainus, the Tainus, the raw Tainus without the Chumras. Shenemu b'Shabbos, which Shenemu b'Diraisa by Yom Kippur, b'chulei. That's what you see of it. Very interesting halach. Ramban, Adkan, this second chiddush is all brought down. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Now look at the Shulchan Aruch. He speaks out. There's manazeh. You're not knowing the other Inuim. Not knowing the other Inuim. Where does that? What's he coming lafuki? He's coming to say, as with manazeh, yeah, the other Inuim aren't knowing because Chazal cut off part of it. That was part of the Rotsu. That's the tisef. That's what they did in the Rotsu. Now listen, zokta bi'alocha chiddush gadol. The emes this bi'alocha is taken from the Ramban himself. The Ramban says, seeing as the Ma'is B'Zeri, that the initial Tekona didn't go, we've got three modes. We've got Zman Sholim, Zman is from Xeris, and the Zman in the middle, the twilight zone. Says the Ramban, what will be the din if Lo Yaleinu is a Zman of Xeira? Yavoy Ayoyim, Yavoy Shona be a Zman of Xeira. Lo Yaleinu, the second world war, was a Zman of Xeira. What will be the din in the Zman from Xeira? Lo Choy, in the Zman of Xeira, we go back to the other mode. In the Zman of Xeira, the din is, the full din Tainus comes back. The weakness, the kilusa and the Tainus was only in the Zman of the Zman. We've got these three modes. But the mode of Zera brings you back into the full blasted Tainus. Says the Ramban, in the Zman of Zera, you mechuyev chamish enuim in the pasuk and to stop at the night. Why? Because then you go back to the initial Takona. You don't have a choice in the matter. You're back to the initial Takona and you return all the enuim, including starting by night. Chiddush gadol of the Ramban. Lehevi yedea, the Bi'alocha brings this down, and he says, Baal Nefesh yachmer l'atzmon. Baal Nefesh should be machmer on himself, every year. Should be machmer on himself. And he should, if he wants to, he should, by Shiva also, by Talmud, and all the Tanaisim, start by night, and be made the Chavishon in Baal Nefesh, machmer l'atzmon. And he says the Bekei is the Ramban. Now, it's rather strange, the Ramban doesn't talk about Baal Nefesh. Baal Nefesh means a person who feels, you know, he wants to go to Nefnim and Shul Sadin, Bizman Hazeh. That's a chiddush. Bizman Hazeh, The Rabban never spoke about Bisman Hazel when there's no Gzeira. When there's a Gzeira, the Rabban put on a full Chiv. The Alocha took the Rabban a step further and said that even in a Zman, which is in the middle Zman, the twilight zone, still in that Zman as well, if a person chooses to be Baal Nefesh, he can be knowing all the Chumras. Oh, and finally, that's a big chiddush from the Ramban, this concept. But the last thing I want to say is that it's an interesting halacha, which I haven't checked out properly. You'll check it out. I basically learned through the Siman and Shulchan Aruch over here. The final din over here is the Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha about hachroza, before the times. Hachroza before the times. Says Shabbos before a tainis, b'Shabbos koydim letzayim, machris shliach tzibul hatzayim. Shabbos before the tzayim, the shliach tzibul should be machris hatzayim. Chutz mitzisha bo b'tzayim kippur v'yom b'tzayim purim. Other tainis in the Shabbos before you should be machris hatzayim. And the Be'aloch and the Ramo argues minig Ashkenazim shloi lehachris shum echol mem. You're not machris them at all. What is this machlekes? You're machris, you're not machris. So for the Goyim is mashma like this. The Goyim in Shulchan Aruch. The Goyim is mashma like this. The tzad that you're machris, why are you machris? You're machris because in order that they should know, today there should be mekabel times. That's the purpose. Mekabel times for all the times. They have to know to be mekabel times. And the tzad that's aim your machris is, you don't need to be mekabel times. So it seems that over here, in this halacha, we're learning a new idea. Whether Bizman has air, a private person is meant to be mekabel the tainus on himself before these tainusim. Like there's a musug of a tainus yoch, if someone has his own sorrow, so he's mekabel tainus for mincha. Is that din apply? Does that din apply as well to these tainus? So the ma'aser the ritva over here, taka tainus as well. As these tainus, you've got to be mekabel. You've got to be mekabel. The yochit has to be mekabel on himself, these tainus. And that's why you've got to be makris. The other tzad, which is the rabo, says nishta zoi. Lo yilahachis shum echamem. You're not makrisim. You're not machlisim. Vos geido, the machlekes. What's in the kudus machlekes over here? Here, I have to check it out. But it would be nice to suggest, as maybe this ties in to the initial machlekes we brought in Rishayim between the Ramban and the Ritzvah. The Ramban holds, even after they were rotsu, they're able to stop it. How does that happen? How does that happen? How can you stop something? When you make kabbal, if you make Kabbal, a Kabbalah, so a Kabbalah is Mechayev. A Kabbalah is a neder of sorts. A Kabbalah is Mechayev. So a person can make a private Kabbalah. Bez in Klal Yisrael can make a Kabbalah for Klal Yisrael. They have the heads of Klal Yisrael. They're able to make Kabbalah for entire Klal Yisrael. So the Chayra, once they will make Kabbalah for Klal Yisrael, how can you stop it? The Kabbalah is binding. Kabbalah is a neder. It's binding. How can you stop it? Elamai, the Talmud says. And maybe he holds. The Rabban holds, there wasn't a full blasted Kabbalah. I don't know if you don't need a full blasted Kabbalah with Gidrei Kabbalah. Because you're not generating a new Chiv. It's just a Rotsu Ba'alma which brings you back into the initial Chiv. Nu Eibazoi. Therefore, it's not a Kabbalah, and therefore it's able to be broken. Provided it's Musmach, Api Bezdin, you're able to break it. Eibazoi, if you're the Rabban, we didn't find Lola Madnami Khan, the Chal, the Dinin of Kabbalah over here. There's no idea of Kabbalah, why should you need to be machris? The Rabban goes to Eshtabek. But according to the Ritva, this could be a very nice time. According to the Ritva is the one who says you need a Kabbalah. Why did he say you need a Kabbalah? Kinnear the Ritva held no. What happened in this man of Ramsu? The Takana went down to a level that the Takana was in totally out for grabs. Forget. It was a total question of choice. And according to the Ritva says, before they decided, it was a free for all, a free country, everyone could do what he wanted. So where was the takana? It's not that there is a chiyuv. No, you got a cop out if you want. You can get out of it if you want to. No. What's left now is that chiyuv went down to a situation where it's up for you to decide al ikar chiyuv. If it's up for you to decide al ikar chiyuv, how do you decide al ikar chiyuv? With your Kabbalah. Therefore the Ritva says, once you've been a Kabbal, you can't be chayzer later. And that's why the Ritva says, and that's why Kunta, this vague, we can understand. Why perhaps is in England, he's trying to be my Kabbalah. Okay.